Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Gruber Family Foundation for support of NPR's international coverage.
4 minutes past 8 o'clock, I'm Jeff Bossert with AM 580 News. The jury and the injury of a resident at the Champaign County Nursing Home has led to an investigation and possibility of a loss of state funding for Medicaid and Medicare residents at the home. Spokesman Sue Hoffer of the Illinois Department of Public Health says the incident occurred 4 months ago.
In January, the department received a complaint about a possible injury to a resident and went in and opened an investigation to find out whether there was something that the nursing home should have been doing to prevent that kind of incident.
Hofer says the investigators found problems that could have caused the injury and has been making return visits to check the nursing home's progress in fixing the problems. She says some progress has been made, but still needs to be done. And if the problems aren't fixed by July, Hofer says the state will be required to cut all Medicaid and Medicare funding to the home, plus funding for new Medicaid and Medicare residents retroactive to March. The Champaign County Nursing Home stopped admitting new Medicaid and Medicare residents 2 weeks ago as a precaution. Champaign County officials deny any deficiency in care at the county nursing home, but in a news release, they say they're working with public health investigators to provide them full and responsive information. The Illinois Senate has approved part of a state budget for next year that it provides another alternative as lawmakers try to wrap up their work by May 31st. House Democrats backed two separate budget plans earlier this week. One would basically keep spending at the same levels as this year, while another would be more expensive. Hillary Clinton says she's not in discussions to be the vice president of her opponent in the race for the Democratic presidential primary. Her statement comes on the heels of reports that Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama is beginning his search for a running mate. One of Obama's closest allies, Senator Dick Durbin, says as far as he knows, the field is still wide open.
I really believe that many names will be on the table. I can honestly tell you, I've not had 1 minute of conversation with Barack about this. We both said this is bad karma. Let's get the nomination out of the way, and then let's talk about that possibility.
Durbin also laughed at the idea that he would be Obama's VP pick, saying he still likes being a senator. Forecast for today, looking at nice conditions outside, around a high of 75. Mostly sunny skies tonight, mostly clear, the low 52. It's 56 outside our studios.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Senator John McCain's health records were released to the public. Presumptive presidential nominees from both parties begin the hunt for running mates. Congress passes a $165 billion war funding bill and also overrides the president's veto of the farm bill. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schur joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let me please begin, before we get to that, with the national and bipartisan concern this week over the health of Senator Upward Kennedy, who diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor.
Well, all right. First, I have to say, full disclosure, Senator Kennedy wrote the introduction to a book I once wrote on health insurance, so I may be biased. But in fact, on this occasion, I'm very, very biased. It's hard to know what to say of somebody who has lived these years and contributed so much, who has his mark on so much of the constructive legislation that has happened. I guess you get to a point where you say, this is not just a politician, this is a national treasure.
Yeah, there was a time when he was very controversial, and not just for his politics.
And he would like to be controversial still, but for his politics.
I want to ask about the farm bill. The House and Senate both voted to override the president's veto, but there were 34 pages missing from the version that Congress enacted. What was in that missing section of the bill? Do you have it?
This is a great congressional version of the dog ate my homework. This is the bill was going back and forth and getting ready for a veto by the president, and there was one title of the bill filling almost all of those 34 pages, which had mainly to do with feeding hungry countries overseas. I don't think that was deliberately dropped out or anything like that, but you can make whatever you want of it. But the result of it was that in giving the bill to the president to veto, he had not yet vetoed this thing which was missing, and they'll probably spend the next 5 years trying to figure out what to do about that.
Of course, more talk this week about the presumptive presidential nominees, which seem to be Senator Barack Obama on the Democratic side and certainly Senator John McCain on the Republican side, and the fact that they can't do it alone. They're going to have running mates. Let me get you to join the great national guessing game. Of course, not a guess in your ear. You're very well informed.
The one thing I think I would predict is that it will not be a senator. They have three senators now, and I think they're going to go, both of them, for a governor. And they both have governor friends, and a couple of governors are spending time on the ranch of